Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We are on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara on the Ayin Amud Beis says, talking about the concept of gerim. So, Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo says, Kashim gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. Gerim are as difficult to Bnei Yisrael as sapachas. And Rashi says that sapachas is like the tzaras. Tzaras is one of, you know, by here, the sapachas. One of the things that's described, sorry? And also in Shenemar, because the pasuk says by ger, it says v'nilva hager aleihem v'nispichu al beis Yaakov. What does it mean v'nispichu? That we allowed gerim and then nispichu al beis Yisrael. And k'siv hacha, that's why it's k'siv hacha by the gerim, it says v'nispichu. And k'siv hasam, it says over there in Vayikra by Negayim, v'aseis v'lesapachas. There's a comparison of sapachas. So the gerim are difficult to klal Yisrael like sapachas. So one of the few things, what does that mean? The geirim are difficult like sapachas. So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amud says, Kashim geirim, she'inam zihirim b'mitzvos. The geirim are not zahir in mitzvos, they're not very good with doing the mitzvos. V'ha regilim etzlam dimtsachim etzlam v'lomdim ma'aseyim. So the people who frequent the geirim, they're going to learn from their bad, the evil deeds. Because they're not so medaktape in the mitzvos, and therefore that's bad. Tosfos brings out a whole bunch of different answers. He says that the difference is because he says top Tosfos says Peirush, the second Tosfos Peirush for Kuchos Lafisha Einu Mekim the mitzvos Umevim Paronas. But Od, that he separates Rashi's Peirush. Rashi is not just one thing; it's two Peirushim. But Od Shemilam Dinas Yisrael Mimaseyim. That's one. That's two answers in Tosfos. Then Yesh Mefarshim. The Fisha Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazeh. There's a concept of Arevus. If you do an Avera, I have responsibility towards it. So since all the Goyim do Averos, and now they're part of the Klal Yisrael, and they are Arevim Zevazeh, so their mitzvahs come on, their Averos come on to us. I mean, not necessarily that we're going to learn from them, but even if we don't learn from them and do the bad mitzvahs, do the Averos, then we're going to have to reckon with the fact that they did the Averos because of the concept of Arevus. That's number two. Right, so number two, number one, they're kashalim kisapachas is because we learn they're not medaktip in mitzvos and we're going to learn from their evil deeds. Number two or number three, depending on how you break up the first answer, is that there's a concept of arevus, and even if we don't learn from their bad deeds, but since there's a concept of arevus, their arevus are going to come onto us. Right, so the Hilchos Ketanos says that the goyim are not bichlal arevus, but nevertheless, because you're supposed to be mochiach them, you're supposed to mochiach tochiach zamisecha, and you're not mochiach them, then that's another problem that you have with them. So most of the answers are all that the goyim do averos, but there's one answer that Tosfos brings down, and we'll just say the answer outside, and then we'll say who says it, which is very interesting. What Tosfos brings down on Ayin Aleph and Aleph, he says that the difference is that because the geirim are the complete opposite. The geirim are very medaktik in mitzvahs. You see it a lot with Baal Tshuvas, but sometimes you see it with geirim also, that they're so literal and so medaktik in mitzvahs, since they're so medaktik in mitzvahs, it looks bad to us because we're not medaktik in mitzvahs. So who says that? It is... Where is it? Rav Avram Ger. Rav Avram Meger, he's on Ayin Aleph and Aleph in Tosfos. He says that it's on the first short line in Ayin Aleph in Tosfos. Rav Avram Ger perish lepisha gerim bekiyin b'mitzvos u'medakting behem kashim hem liyisrael kisapachas. The mitoch kain hakadosh baruch hu maskir avnoseim shel yisrael kishein osin ritzono. So the ger is the one who says that the gerim do all the mitzvos. All the other, I guess, that's a good sociological question for the Talmudic scholars to figure out. You know if their background had an outcome on what they were saying. Nevertheless, most of the Rishonim say that the answer is because the Geirim don't do mitzvah. So something, there's a chisor in the Geirim, but Rav Avram Meger says no, it's a mile in the Geirim that causes the problem. Okay, that is that. Now we're going back to the concept of Psule Kahal. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Keshar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitar Shvatim. I also love it when the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Mitar Shvatim. Shifto shel Levi mitar tchila. The shevet of Levi is going to become tarif first. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "V'yash pasuk in Melachi, v'yashav mitzareif u'mitaher kesef." the Malach's going to come to be Mafresh, Tapsulim, and Aksherim. V'tiar as B'nai Levi, and he's going to be retired, the children of Levi. V'zikik Osam Kesef Ezahav, he's going to make them pure like gold and silver. V'hayu Lahem Magishei Mincha B'Tzaka. And then there'll be Magishei Mincha B'Tzaka, but he doesn't explain that last part of the Psukim. So Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, have a different answer for what that different pairs of that Pasuk says. It says, Kesef Mitar Mamzerim. Money is Mitar Mamzerim. Shene Amar, V'yoshav Mitzarev Mitar Kesef. They're going to sit combined, and they're going to be tired, and Kesef is going to be tired them, right? So and then what it explains what the end of the pasuk is. My magishe mincha b'tzaka, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Tzaka asa kosh baruch hu Yisrael. God did a righteous thing to Klal Yisrael. Shemishpacha shenitma'a, a family that is nitare, that's mixed up, a family psulim that's mixed up with ksherim nitma. In the future, it's going to be considered still milreves. It's not going to be revealed. Not going to be revealed once who the psulim are. So what does it mean? What does it mean by kesef matar mamzerim? So I saw two pshatim, both in the Ran. I saw one pshat said the kesef matar mamzerim. If you have money, then you can do what Rabbi Tarfon says. You can go buy. You have enough money, you can go buy a shivcha and be matar mamzerim. But he says that doesn't seem pshat. It seems pshat is that if you have kesef, even if you're mamzer, people don't care. You know, kesef yana sakol. Even if you have psulim in your family, if you have a lot of money, people are going to marry you anyway. And then they can become a mixture. They can be mixed in, and then kaven shenitma nitma. And once they're mixed in already. We're not going to be megala who's who. So as long as you have money, some things never change. So as long as you have money, people want to marry you, and that's it. Doesn't matter. They don't look into the family so much. So long as that they have money. That's what it means. A more cynical approach to this kesef matar mamzerim. Okay. Right, now we're going back to what Shmuel said on Samach Test, that the Yichus of Bnei Bavel is better than the Yichus of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Gufa, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, Kol HaRotzos Ki'isil Eretz Yisrael. Every land is considered a mixture of the Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, Isil Bavel. But B'mei Rebbe, in the days of Rebbe, Bikshu Lassos Bavel Ki'isil Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to flip it around and say that people in Bavel were a Tarovis of Psulim, and in Eretz Yisrael they had more pure bread. So Amr Lehen, that's a bad word to use with humans. They have more pure lineage. Amar Lahen, so Rebbe said to them, Kotz matem asim lim be'enai. You're like putting thorns in my eyes. Ritzonchem, you want to do this? You tapel imamchem rebchina barchama. You go talk to rebchina barchama and he'll tell you what to do. So, nitbel imam rebchina barchama. So they went and they dealt with rebchina barchama. But Amar Lahen goes, what are you doing? Kach mekublani, I know mi Rebbe Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. I know from Rebbe Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Shamar Mishum Aviv, who said the name of Rebbe Yossi, his father, Kol HaRotz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael v'Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavel. No, you're not going to change it. The Yichus in Bavel is better. Eretz Yisrael is an Yisrael compared to Bavel. And then again, Bimei Rebbe Pinchas, Bikshu Lassos, Bavel Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Again, days of Rebbe Pinchas, they want to flip it around. So now what happens, Rebbe Pinchas is an old guy, and he wants to go to the Beis Medrash now to give a shir and be doka their words, to explain to them that Bavel is still more miyuchas than Eretz Yisrael. But he was choshish that maybe if he would do that, people get upset at him, because by saying that we're not miyuchas here in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be megala who doesn't have pure lineage. So therefore, what does he do? Amar lehen la'avodav, he says to his servants, kishani omer shnei dvarim, I'm going to say two things in shir today, the Beis Medrash. Taluni va'arisa v'rutzo. You put me down like on a stretcher, and as soon as I finish the second thing, you run me out of there. You know, it's going to go for the great escape. So, ki ayil, when he got to the base matters, Amar Lahem, the first din he says, ein shchita la'of min haTorah. Midin Torah, you don't have to do shchita on a bird. It's machlokas in chulin, and chavzayin on the days. There's a machlokas because the pasuk says, ishish ne Yisrael asher yitzud tzayid chayav o'of asher yochav v'shofech v'damo. So there's a machlokas whether or not you actually need shchita on a bird. So he's going to say here, maskad is that we hold like Rav Elazar HaKfar, who says that you do need shchita. But even according to this mind, the Rambam says you don't need shchita. It's not you can crack the bird in the head. You still have to do. You don't have to do all these. You still have to do something with the simanim, but you can't just shoot it. Yeah, it's not like you can hunt a bird. The way you to kill it with the simanim doesn't have to be done. I'll pee the dinam of shchita. But so that's he's going to hold that way. There's no shchita la'of min haTorah, and we didn't give them a reason to explain. He didn't give them a reason. So now adi yatsi v'kama aniva. Now that all the talmidim are trying to figure out what the svara is, why he holds that you don't need shchita by a bird, amar luhu. Then he says to them, kol haratzos isl eretz yisrael ve'eretz yisrael isl le'bavel. You should know all eretz yisrael is not pure lineage like Bavel, right? And itla'u v'arisa v'ratzu. They grabbed the stretcher and they ran out of there. Well, it was Ratzu Acharav. So all the Talmidim running after them, because now they want to be Megala. They want to know who's, they're in a place that's not pure lineage. They want to know who's who, so they know who not to marry, whom not to marry. Velo Higiu. They didn't Higiu. They couldn't catch up to him. His Avodim were very fast, and they ran out.
Shayashu b'Badku. So now all the Talmidim are trying to be trying to check who's the Meyuchas family in Eretz Yisrael, who's not. So Ad Shehigil l'Sakana, that they came to a point of Sakana, because a lot of the families who are going to find out that they're not Meyuchas, we're going to kill them because they're going to be upset. You can tell us we're not pure lineage. Who pierced you? And they stop checking. I don't know what I was talking before. So many Mamzerim in Klal Yisrael at the time. We're not kosher for that these days. Mamzerim so much then. All these stories that what happened? There were so many people who had illicit relationships that they were Mamzerim? Or was it because of Avadim? And what was it that there was such a chashash for Mamzerus at that time? I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Heichala, I make a shvua in the name of the Heichal, name of Beis Hamidrash. Biyadenu hi, it's in our hands to determine and be megale who's who, who's pure lineage, who's not pure lineage. Avamaase, what am I supposed to do? Shari gedolei hador nitmuba. They're already gedolei hador who are mamzerim, who are mixed up. So not only are they koshish for it, even the gedolim are mamzerim. I don't get it, right? Right, shari gedolei hador nitmuba. So Savala Rabbi Yitzchak, he held like Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma. Once a Mishpacha Psula is Misari Viksherim, they stay Meurav, and you don't have to be Megali the Psulim. The Ran says, if you know for sure that someone's a Mamzer, not that it's a Suffolk Mamzer, you know for sure you're supposed to tell people so they don't get into them. But that's not Nitma. But once Nitma, Nitma. Now I remember in law school once I had a guy taking a class, and the guy started talking to me. He goes, yeah, my grandmother lived in Europe, and she was married to a really Orthodox guy, and she couldn't take it anymore, so she ran away, and she came to America, and she got married again, and I'm from that. And my friend says to him, you're a mamzer. He got so upset for calling your names. He goes, no, halachically, you're a mamzer. He goes, Nishkefel, he doesn't care, but whatever. But the guy was a real, that was the only time I met a full-fledged mamzer. All right. Amar Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to bring. Abaye says, "Afanan nami tinina." I also learned this from the Mishnah and Idius. It says, "Mishpachas Beis Hatzarifa." The family of Beis Hatzarifa, Haisa be'Eivir Yarden. They lived in Eivir Yarden, and they were a mishpacha kshera. But Berichka ben Sion bezroa. The family of Ben Sion did something because they were powerful and they were machers that this family should be considered a pasul family. But Odacheres Haisa. There was another family in Eivir Yarden, the Kedva bat Ben Sion bezroa. And Ben Sion, by brute force, was machir that they were kosher. It's interesting to note that the family that was kosher, that was made pasul, the Gemara mentions their name. So we should all know that they're a kosher family. But the family that was pasul, that was made kosher, just as a cheres. The Gemara doesn't mention their name. So, Kigon Elu, these people, Eliyahu bo litamim litoyer, Eliyahu is going to come and be mitamim mitayer, lerachik, ulekarev, Kigon Elu the Yodin, because these are the ones that we know for sure. I don't know what the Ran says. It's a Feirish Gemara. Av a mishpacha shenitma, but a mishpacha that's in Meurav, nitma. That's all mixed in together, and Eliyahu is not going to come and be Megalit. Once you're mixed in, and that's it. Okay. Furthermore. Tana, we learn in Abraisa. Od acheres haisav, the lo ratzu chachamim legalosa. There was this other family, and the chachamim did not want to be Megalit to other people, because they were already Meurav. Av a chachamim moshim oso livneim, usalmideim pam achas meshuva. But once a Shemitah, the Chachamim, I don't understand this. Once a Shemitah, they would tell the Talmidim who the Pasul families were. And some people said they would be Megalit twice in 7 years. That's like checking the mezuzah. I don't know. Twice in 7 years to do it. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistaber Kaman the Amar Pam Achas Meshavua. It makes more sense to say that they were Megalit once a Shemitah. Kedesanya, because it says in the Braisa. Someone says, "Harini nazar im lo agel mishpachos." I am a nazar if I'm not megalah the mishpachos. Yige nazar velo yigal mishpachos. He should be a nazar, not be megalah. It's better to be a nazar and not megalah. So therefore, we're going to limit the amount of times. You see, they want to limit how much you're megalah to people about the nazira. So the stomach, if you can have one time in 7 years or two times in 7 years, it should be one time in 7 years. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara. Was talking. The Gemara just mentioned how often you can tell people who the psulim are, so they can talk about other things things that you shouldn't really be teaching your talmidim. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shein Bein Arba Osios, the UK Vodke, the Shein of Arba Osios, and right Chachamim Moshim Osel Salmidayan. The Chachamim explained to them to the talmidim how to pronounce it and what it means and what the sodos are in that name. Pam Achas B'Shavua, just once a Yovel. The Amrilan, some say Pamayim B'Shavua. You could do it twice a Shemitah, not a Yovel, twice a Shemitah. So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or Nachman Yitzchak says, Mistabra command the Amr Pamachas B'Shavua. Makes more sense. Once a Shemitah. Why? Diksiv, because when we talk about the Pasuk, in Shmo says, Kos Somar B'nei Yisrael, it says, Zesh Shmi L'Olam. Right? This is my name forever. But Olam is spelled Chaser, without a Vav. right? Le'olam ksiv, without a vav. What does that mean? So Rava, right, so it says olam without a vav, it means that it's not revealed. It's not a full, so therefore, if you have a choice between once in 7 years or twice in 7 years, you do it once, because you're not supposed to reveal the name. Zeshmi le'olam. Because it could be, olam without the vav can be read le'alim, which means hidden. Okay?
Why would you
I don't know. Yeah, because you have to tell people what it means eventually, otherwise you'll lose the Masorah. So you have to tell people, but if we're going to be telling people, then you have to limit it. What? I guess more than once every 7 years. There's more. We're going to go talk about other names now that we're going to talk about the Gemara. So I heard. Why is Yud Kei Vav Kei is the shame is Midas Harachamim, but we say it with the shame Adnas, which is Midas Adin. So he says because in Bizman Hazeh, in Olam Hazeh, we can't recognize that everything Hashem does to us is Rachamim. So we read it B'Shem Adnas. It all looks like us to Din. But Asi Lavo, in the future, when we go back, when even in Olam Emes, or in the future, when in Mashiach times, we're going to realize that everything Hashem does is Rachamim, and that's what we're able to say Shem Hashem. Okay. The Gemara explains further. Ravina Rami Ksiv. Ravina has asked a question on this pasuk. This pasuk is in Shmos Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezvav. The pasuk says Zeh Shmi LaOlam, and then the Ksiv it says afterwards Zeh Zichri LaDor VeDor. So they want to know why they have to say Zeh Shmi and Zeh Zichri. It should have just said Zeh Shmi VeZichri. Why Zeh? Right. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lokish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Not the way I'm written is the way I am read. Nichtav Ani BeYud Hey VeNikra BeAlef Dalet. That's the halacha. That's how we do it. Okay, Tana Rabbanon learned. Originally, Shame Bain Shame Esrei Osios, the name of 12, the 12 letter name. I don't know what these names are. I'm not even going to try to figure out what they are. Bain Shame Esrei Osios Hayumosim Osu L'Chaladam. Everybody can learn what the 12 letter name was, but Mishe Rabu Aparitzim. When people, the Pritzim came out, and they were using this name, Shanapitara, I guess this is the name that you're able to use to save lives. The Mepharshim say, brought down in the Yad Ramah. This is the names that they would use to save lives, but the people weren't using it properly. So, Hayumosrim Osu Letznuim Shabakahuna. They would only give it to the Tznuim, the Kohanim with Tznuim, right? Why? Vatznuim Shabakahuna, Mavlin Osu Benimus Achehem Beakohanim. And then during the Duchanim, they would say it, this 12-letter name, but they would say it in an undertone while the Kohanim were singing. Because they brought down the Kohanim used to sing, just like we do Bizman Hazeh. The Kohanim used to sing. So while the Kohanim was singing, they would say this 12-letter name. Right? Tanya, we learn in Abraisa. Amar Rabbi Tarfon from Achas, Alisi Achar Achi Imi. Rabbi Tarfon apparently was a Kohen, and once he went to Duchan, he was by the brother of his mother, Laduchan, they tisi ozni etzel Kohen Gadol, and I went to listen to the Kohen Gadol, v'shamati shevliya shem ben imas echav kohen, and I heard the Kohen Gadol was mavliya the shame was saying in an undertone this name while everybody else was singing. So I heard from Rav Hutner asks, when we say in Yom Kippur, we say kishkonim am hayushomim with shem ufurish yotze used to hey kori mishdachlan omrim baruch shem v'machus yolam void. But before this time, they used to hear from the Kohanim all the time. The shame of forest. So why did they bow down and sing Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso during Duchanim? So I heard the answer is because that by Birchas Kohanim there's a din of punim upon him. We don't say anything. We're punim upon him to the Kohanim. We're not saying anything. So we have to be punim upon him to look at them. We can't bow down. That gets rid of punim upon him. But when it came to Yom Kippur, it wasn't that the Kohanim said it. The Yisraelim were passive. No one said it except the Kohen Gadol. So everybody, there was no punim upon him. We were just listening to it. You weren't involved in it. So when you heard it, you bow down. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of the Rav. Shem Bein Arboim Ushtayim Osios. The name of 42 letters. Machlok is what that name is. Name of 42 letters. Ein Mosun Oso El Misha Tzanua V'Ana. You don't give this to anybody unless he's a Tzanua and he's modest. Right? And he's at least half his years, right? You may shun him, may 70, so this means he's 30, he's 35. So it says when Moshe killed Dimitri, he says, the Dasan Avim says, who's Misantam Osam Ish? So the Targum says, Ish velo Nar, meaning that Moshe used the shame to kill Dimitri, and Dasan Avim said, who are you? You're not even 35. How can you use the shame Hashem to kill somebody? All right. Va'omer b'chatzi yamav. Excuse me. Okay. The eino koeis. The guy doesn't get angry. The eino mishtaker. He doesn't get drunk. The eino mamid al modosav. He's not he's not so jealous, right? We're not choshish that he's going to use this name now in a bad way. The Chol HaYodo, and anyone who knows the sort of this name, the Vazaribo, and he's very careful not to teach it to anybody else, the Meshamro, B'tahara, and he only uses it B'tahara, Oh, Lamala, Hashem loves him very much, but Nechmad Lamato, and he's the type of guy that people are going to, and that Hashem's going to protect him even in Olam Hazeh. The Emaso Mutelas Al Priyos, some people are going to be fearful of him. The Nochel Shnei Alamim, and he gets the Yerusha Shnei Alamim, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Right? There must be more behind that. What? You think the names are Kabbalah? Mean? Why is it Kabbalah? I don't know. What, the Shemos of Hashem? I don't know what Pshat is. What does Rashi say? Yad Ramah brings a lot down. Okay, so, and if it is, okay. Amr Shmuel Mishmei the Saba. Shmuel said the name of Saba. Some people say Saba is a title. Some people say Saba sometimes refers to Eliyahu Navi. So Amr Shmuel Mishmei the Saba. Bava Becheskas Kshera Omendes. The people in Babel, back to the Mamzerishal, the people in Babel, Abra Chazaka, that they're kosher, and therefore you don't have to check into them. Actually, Yivad Lechab B'men Nivslan, lets you know for sure that they were Pasol. Misha Aratzos, in other lands, B'cheskas Pasol Hein Omdos, Actually Yivad Lechab B'men Nivslan. In other places, they're considered Chazaka of Pasol until you know that they're kosher. But Eretz Yisrael, Muksak L'Pasol Pasol, Muksak L'Kosher Kosher. No, whoever's Pasol is Pasol, whoever's Kosher is Kosher. So whereas High Gupa Kosher, there's a steer Minei Obey. Amarta Muksak L'Pasol Pasol. You say in Eretz Yisrael that Muksak L'Pasol is Pasol, so that means Stama Kosher. Stama, if it's Stam, it's not Muksak, it's Kosher. And then Hadatani Muksak L'Kosher Kosher. Stama Pasol. It says only if they're Muksak they're Kosher. Stam means they're Pasol. So Stam, there's no Chazaka, what are they? Are they Pasol or they Kosher? So Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derav Lo Kosher. There's not a steer here. Khan, the second part of the Mishnah, which is mashma, that Stam B'nai Yisrael are pasul, that's l'hasil isha. That's to marry a pure lineage, the woman. But Khan, in the beginning, that it's mashma that Stam B'nai is kosher, it's l'hoshia isha, l'hotzi isha miyado. If they're not mukhsak to be pasul, then we don't force them to get divorced, midin sapik. Okay. So, Amar Rav Yosef, kol shesi chosom, anyone who speaks, Bavel, anyone who speaks Babylonian, maybe they have a certain dialect. Masiyan lo isha, which is proof that he is miyuchas. We don't have to check after them. He can marry a woman. Va'idna di'ika ramayi, but now that there are a lot of ramayim, the ramayim can copy this way of speaking. So then chayshino, we're choshes that these guys are not from Bavel, and we don't have this way of checking anymore. Okay, so as I was saying before, now you see cases where. Even the Tanaim and the Amorayim, they're choshish for each other that they're mamzerim. Ziri have a kamishtamet minei de Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri, who was a Ben Bavel, he did not want to meet Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan's a Tana, no? Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes.
So, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was bothering him. He didn't want to meet him. Why? Okay, so maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So why did he want to meet him? To have a Amr Lei Nasi Varti. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to make a shidduch between his daughter and Ziri, right? But Ziri didn't want to marry Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is Ben Eretz Yisrael. I mean, his daughter's a Bas Eretz Yisrael. And maybe there's a chashash that there's lineage issues there. Yom Echad Havu Ka'azli Be'orcha. One day, Rabbi Yochanan bumped into Ziri on the way. Matulu or Kemad Maya. They came onto this big pool of water. So Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. Arkevei Rabbi Yochanan katvei v'kama abrele. So Ziri put Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders and walked him across. You know, shades of Sir Walter Riley. You know, walking across the walking to somebody chashav across the water so they don't get wet. So Amrele. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Ziri, Arayse k'sheira. My Torah is kosher to you, and you learn from me. But benasin lo k'sheiran. But my daughter is not good enough for you. You can hear this conversation these days also. It's nothing changes. So my daitach, what's your svara? Do you think you're miyuchas and then we're not miyuchas? So ilim, if it's because mishum because mititan asar yochsan alu mibavo kohen levi uchule. So he says the atu kohanim levi yisrael kulus liku. Do you think that all the kohanim leviim went there? Meaning must be that the people left. So kihechi the istur mihani istur nam mihani. Just like. Ksheirim stayed, also Kohanim and Ksheirim stayed in the Bavel, so also some Kasher people came to Yisrael. So be choshes that I came, that I come from the good families. but they started Mate, but he forgot. Had the Amr of Elazar, lo Allah Ezra Bavel, Acha Asak Solus Nikiya va Allah. No, because he didn't leave any of the bad people in Bavel. Ezra made a Solus Nikiya, and therefore it was only the Psulim that went to Eretz Yisrael. So I guess they're saying he had a reason here not to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter because he's from Eretz Yisrael. But there's a chash, Ziri was choshesh, that it wasn't appropriate lineage for him, despite the fact that he was his Rebbe. And I guess you see it otherwise. You see Rav Meir learned from Elisha ben Avua, even though he was a heretic, Rav Meir still went to Elisha ben Avua to learn from him. So sometimes, you know, I guess sometimes even if you don't think the person or the personality or the yichus is appropriate, you can still learn from the Torah. I don't know what that means by reading articles or other people from other affiliations, but Rabbi Yochanan's not the riot for that. Elisha ben Avua would be a proof of that. Okay. Ula ikla lepumpadisya lebe Rav Huna. Ula went to Rav Yehuda's house in Pumpadisya. Chaze the Rav Yitzhak braid Rav Yehuda, the god of Al Nasef. He saw that Rav Yitzhak, the son of Rav Yehuda, was older and wasn't married. So Amrlei, so Ula says to Rav Yehuda, my time alokamansivle mar itisa libre. Why don't you find a good wife for your son? Amrlei, so Rav Yehuda answers, mi adana mehi chansiv. I don't know what mishpacha, what family I'm going to get for him. I'm afraid. I don't want to get him from a bad family. So Amalei, so Ula says back to him, Atu anan mi adina mehecha asin. Do we all know what our yichus is? Maybe, dilma mehanach. Maybe we all come from this from these people. The ksiv, it says in Echa, nashim b'tzion ino b'suos ba'ara Yehuda. All the women were raped and they were violated. So maybe we're from the zera over there, from the zera of where the women who were violated by the goyim. So maybe we aren't so meyuchas either. So he says, all right, what are you talking about? V'chitim o'vekachavim ve'evet ha'balabas Yisrael ha'vlad kosher. But wait a second, that's not a mamzer. A guy that's Baal Yisrael, the vlad kosher, right? So he says, no, we can still be choshesh. V'dilma mehanef taksiv behu. Maybe we are from these people. Pasuk in Amos says, Amos perek vav, Pasuk dalet. Hashokim al mito shein usruchim al arsosan. They lie on the beds. We'll read what the pasuk says. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin. How does he translate the pasuk in English? No, art scroll. Lies on beds of ivory and defiles their couches. Okay, so first you would think Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. What does this mean? Elu bnei Adam hamashtinim mayim b'fnei mitoseim arumim. These are the people who sleep naked in bed, and since they're naked, if they have to relieve themselves, they just go right there. So that's disgusting. So the Megadav Bo Rabbi Yabo. Rabbi Yabo says to them, "Ihachi." If this is what the pasuk is, if you look at the next pasuk, "Chayim deksev lachin atal yiglu b'rosh golim." They're going to be sent out the first. Mishum the mashtinim mayim ifnei mitoseihen arumim yiglu b'rosh golim. I mean, this is a disgusting thing to do. This is the worst thing, that these are the guys who are going to go out first. They're going to be punished first. It's disgusting, but it doesn't mean there are people who do worse. So El Amir Rabbi, what does this mean? Elu bnei Adam sha'ochlim v'shosim zeh. These are the people who eat and drink together. Right, and they that leads to znus. So madbikim mitoseim zo bezo, and they put their beds next to each other. That's why machlifin mitoseim zeh bezeh, and they switch their wives with each other, and that leads to that's sruchim al shosan. That means they defile their beds. So masrichim aroisosan b'shichva zera she'ena shalahem. They masriach their beds with the shichva zera of somebody who's not theirs. Okay, so therefore you see. The pasuk says. No, but we're off the Eicha Pasuk. We're in the Amos Pasuk. Right, so right, because maybe we come from these people who switched their partners. Right, so we're all Mamzerim, right? So Amalei, so the Yehuda says to him, Hechi Naved. So what are we supposed to do? How do we check? So Amalei, Zil Basu Shtikusa. He says back to him, check who's quiet, right? Ki Ha Debatki B'nei Ma'arava. That's the way the B'nei Eretz Yisrael would check. If you found two people, fighting with each other, find out who's the one who's more the one who's less loud. And Amri Haimi Yuchus Tfein, they say that he's more Meyuchus. You see a lot of people who want to prove a point when they're usually wrong. They bang on the table louder. We had a partner like that in our firm. He thought that the louder he screamed, the more right he was. He's not in our firm anymore. He's gone. He was. Gone. All right. So he thought, Hornbook rule: if I bang on the table, not true. If you had the right argument, you don't have to yell. So now Gemara is going to keep on proving that shtika is a sign. The shtika is the sign of bedika of the yuchsin. Amar Rav. Rav says shtikusei de bavel hana yuchusa. The fact that bnei bavel are quiet, that's proof of their yichus. Eini, is that true? Va ikler Rav. Rav went ubodak bohu, and he actually checked into the kashrus. So the Gemara says, "My live biyachasusa," right? Who's checking into their yichus? So he says, "No bishiti kusa." He was checking into the, whether they were quiet. That's how he checked to check whether or not they were quiet. Hakika amar lehu beduku ishasiki or losusiki. He went to his shluchim and he said, "You should check whether or not these are quiet people, reserved people, modest people. Those are the ones who are. Those are the ones who have good yichus." I think even Bezmarazah, I'm not going to say, but you see people, the people who are quiet in the corner, you find out years later what type of tzaddikim and how wonderful these people are, the people who don't put themselves out there. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says, name of Rav. Imra Isa Shnei Bei Adam Shemizgarim Zebezeh. If you see two people that constantly have a big fight between each other, Shemich Psul Yesh Be'echar Mehen, the reason why they're fighting, because maybe there's a little bit of a psul in one of them, and therefore, min hashemayim aim anichim osli dabek echad b'chaveru. So therefore, Hashem makes them fight, so they won't come to be with each other. So, I don't understand that. There's a shemitz psul in one of them. You should be fighting with the entire world. I don't get the whole thing. Okay. And Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi imra iso shtei mishpachos hamizgaros zobazel. Let's say you see two families have the Hatfields and the McCoys. They're constantly fighting each other. Shemitz psul yesh be'achas mehen. There's a psul in one of those families. And therefore, they don't. They're not allowing one to marry with the other. So it's machlokus whether these two sonos are cholik on each other. Is it that? Because if you look in the Maharsha brings down that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is cholik, right, on Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who says that just two people fighting is not enough for that? And it seems to be that that's the way the Torah. The Torah just brings down. It just brings down lahalacha. It just brings down shtei mishpachos. Right, but the Rama there says that he's in Eben Ezra Simon base of Katan Gimel. The Rama is mostly there that it's also for two bnei Adam, so it's not a machlokas. But the Maharshal says that it's not shayach b'zman hazeh. I guess b'zman hazeh everyone fights anyway, so it's not a raya that there's anything going on here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go to describe the borders of Bavel. What's the reason? The reason why it's called the borders of Bavel is because in Bavel you're meyuchas, outside Bavel you're not meyuchas. So before the article has a picture of what everything is, I think the Marsha has a picture also. The article says that they're not sure whether it's correct or not. So we're going to read the Gemara and whatever we get. Amar Rapapa, but before we get there, Amar Rapapa Sava Mishmei Derav Bavel Bria. Bavel is considered a healthy place, meaning everything is meyuchos and it's clean from psulim. Mishon, the place called Mishon Mesa. Everyone who comes from there, they're all mamzerim psulim. Madai Chole. From Madai, most of the people are ksheirim, they're sick. Most are ksheirim, and some are psulim. Elam Goseses. In the city of Elam, the Jews who come from there, they're like Goseses. Some of them are, most of them are psul, but some of them are ksheirim. What's the difference between Chole and Gosin? My bane Chole and Gosin. Rov cholin lechayin, most cholin survive, therefore most cholin are ksherin. Rov gosin lemisa, most gosin end up dying, that's why they're ghostes, and that, the comparison is that most who go compared to be a ghostes, most of them are psulin. Fine. So, ad heichan hi Bavel. What is the borders of Bavel? Rav Amar ad nehar Azak, he says, until the river called Azak, Ushmuel, he expands a little further, but Amar ad nehar Yonai, until Yar Yonai, which is apparently more east than Asak. It expands more east, above expanding more east. Okay, so now the Gemara asks. Now we're going to talk about the other borders. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the eastern border. So the Gemara says, Le'el bidiglas ad hecha. How far is further east of the Chidekel, how far east does Bavel go? Rav Amar ad Bagda ba'avna, until Bagda and Avna. Bagda, maybe Baghdad, I don't know. Ushmuel Amar ad Mushkini, until Mushkini, below Mushkini v'chlaba, Mushkini is not included. The Gemara says, Ha'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Mushkini harehi kagola. Mushkini is like Pumpadisya, which is a good place for Yuchsin. So, Ella ad Mushkini u Mushkini v'chlal. It's up to Mushkini, and Mushkini is included in the border. Now the Gemara says, L'taktis b'diglacha, south of the Chidekel, ad Hecha, where does it go? Yeah, I don't know. It says here this is the northeastern border of Bavel. What's the northeastern border of Bavel? Amar Rav Shmuel ad Apaimya Tata, until the lower portion of Apaimya. And because Tarti Apaimya Havin, there were two cities that were called Apaimya. Chade Elisa, one was higher. I guess that was, and that's in the south, v'chada tatia, and one is in the more north, right? V'chada ksheira v'chada psula. One, the pachton one is pasul, and right, and one's kosher. The alyon is ksheira, the pachton is psula. Ubein chada v'chada, and in between both those cities, parsa. It's the distance of a parsa. V'kakap, v'kakapte ahadade. And the bnei ir were very makbid on each other. V'afilu nurlo moshli ahadade. They wouldn't even borrow a candle from each other because they wanted to be marchik. So they wouldn't ever get to be mixing, right? The simanayach and the simon that you should have, that you shouldn't know, you shouldn't get confused which apayma is pasul and which one is ksheira, is the psulasa ha de mishta'aya, mishanis. The pasul one, they would speak in the lashon of the safa of yoshon, because it's kar of lemeshon. So we know whoever speaks that language, they're from the pasul place. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to go on to the western border. Le'el bipras ad hecha, pras is the Euphrates, right? So west of the Euphrates until where? Rav Amar ad Akra de Sul Bakani. That's how far. And Shmuel says he goes further west. Amar ad Gishra de Beipras, right, which is more south, I guess. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar ad Ma'alveres de Gizma, the further place out called Ma'alveres de Gizma. Okay, we'll stop here because tomorrow Abaye is now going to give different borders for Bavel. All right, have a good day.